Welcome to the second day of the Urban Retreat and the second of our little podcast meditations that are to guide you into meditation each day. So yesterday we were talking about this notion that life is bigger than our ideas about life, that life is something more than just me and my experience. What we do, and we do this subconsciously, even pre-consciously, is we habitually defend ourselves against life. In fact, reality, life, you could say, is pressing in on us all the time. Life, reality, wants to reveal itself to us, but we are a walking defense mechanism. We're a walking, talking defense mechanism. This is something we do, as I say, pre-consciously. It's good to remember that, because actually this isn't really a moral issue. We're not sort of bad because we do that, according to Buddhism. It's more of an existential issue, yeah? At the same time, it will keep us from the truth. What we want to do is we want to undo these defences. They are something we do, even though we're doing it in a pre-conscious way. So the Buddhist life is lived to undo these. So meditation-wise, what we're doing this week is, first of all, we're establishing samadhi, energized calm, and then we're moving to prajna, wisdom reflections, in order to undo these habitual tendencies. And today what we're going to do is we're going to do more work in samadhi. So I'm going to just talk a little bit more and then we'll set ourselves up for meditation. So when we try to meditate, whether you've been meditating for a long time or whether you're just starting this week, one of the things we'll notice is that we get distracted. So we try and bring our mind to an object, such as the sensations of the breath, and we don't notice we get distracted. It's more like we suddenly come to and we're in the middle of a distraction. We're thinking about something else. We're perhaps anxious about something. We're perhaps hankering after something. Or we're perhaps annoyed about something, rehearsing an argument, perhaps in our mind. So the thing to notice about these distractions, these so-called hindrances, is that they are just what minds do. It's not my mind or your mind that's particularly doing that. That's just what a mind does. In other words, don't take it personally. So this is the key message of today, is don't take the hindrances personally. If you take them personally, you'll end up making a big drama out of them. Or why do I get so distracted? Why do I get so anxious? We'll load more anxiety on. We'll get anxious about being anxious about being anxious, for example. All that is... will come out of taking the hindrances personally. So we just work at not taking them personally. We can just, with a wry smile at ourselves almost, just think, okay, there goes my mind again. That's what minds do. And as soon as we do that, we're back with the meditation. We're back with the object of concentration, the breath, for example, if we're following the breath. So this will establish us more deeply in samadhi, because we won't be distracted by our own distractions, as it were. And at the same time, it is in fact the beginnings of a wisdom approach. This not taking the hindrances personally is in itself a prajna, wisdom approach. So it's very, very important. See, it sounds simple, but it's very important to keep practicing that. So that's the main message. Don't take any hindrances that you experience personally. Just notice that it's happened. Just start again, and then just keep starting again, keep starting again. And one more thing you could do today is just look for pleasure in meditation. So any pleasurable sensations of the body, as the body relaxes, as the face softens perhaps, just notice that and allow it to deepen. So it's like coming at meditation from two ends. So not taking distractions personally and at the same time actively looking for pleasure in meditation. So now take a moment to set yourself up, as we did yesterday. Just establishing the posture in your own time. And then I'll ring the bell. And once again, you can just meditate for as long or as short as you want to.